I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shep, producing this week, decides to get an NFL secret mystery guest to join us to talk NFL football. Now, he slipped with one clue that this person was on the West Coast, that this person was getting up really early to speak with me. So I'm figuring it's somebody who this person must have a great physique then. Because they probably get up early and work out and look great on camera. So I know Herm Edwards is coaching college football, so it's not Herm. So if I'm thinking old friends, I know who it is. I know who you are.
You know who I am?
Yeah, it's Steve Wyche. I knew it. Because I know who it is. Steve Wyche. I'm thinking of great physiques. Am I wrong? What?
Hold on a second. Well, I know the physique is incredible. Don't get me wrong, because I am in the gym a lot on the West Coast. And since my days of hanging out with you, Pookie.
Oh, my gosh. Mike Hill. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Mike Hill got up to be on with me? I can't believe this.
There is only one person I'd get up this early in the morning for.
Oh, my gosh. Mike Hill.
Come on, my man.
Dude. Reunited, and it feels so good.
Feels like peaches and herb, baby.
Okay, that's absolutely. I swear to you, I thought he was lining up. I thought I didn't think of you as West Coast, and there you go.
Steve Wyche is my man, Steve.
And you know that
body is as good as mine. I don't know, man. I'm like,
I don't know,
looking at his body like that. But Wyche,
well, Wyche and I, and Wyche and I both married two Jamaican women, so we both know. We both know that if we don't mind our P's and Q's, we're gonna get cut. I mean, let's
my
be honest.
Man, Pookie.
So we needed. How are you, Michael?
You know what? I'm tired right now, but I got up for you, man.
I love
up.
That.
I went to bed an hour and a half ago. I'm just gonna let you know.
Well, I know that because you're very Hollywood now. I got to tell you, you're very
Leo
Hollywood.
It's Leo season, and I got a lot of friends who are Leos, and we was out hanging out in town. And I said, you know what? I can have one more, or I can go and try and get like an hour of sleep so I can get up and do this radio show. Let me tell you something, man. When your producer hit me, good guy, used to know him back at ESPN, used to come sure. hanging out with me and Jay Harris on both sides of the ball and whatnot. And he said, look, I want you to come on. So I want you to surprise my man, John Kincaid. I said, okay, yeah, definitely surprise John Kincaid. He told me the time. And I thought it was like in the afternoon. I was like, I thought John's show came on in the mornings. Maybe it changed. And then he said, then he corrected himself, said, hey, just to let you know.
It's early.
I did mean 6 a.m. in
oh
the morning.
Oh, my gosh. And that John, is all. By the way, I
was
think.
Really close. Really
by the
close
way, I was, you, without giving away any secrets, I think I was, I had a chance to run into your brother yesterday over in Cobb County. But I was over getting gas and a few other things, and I think I may have been able to run into your brother's. If he's still there, I don't know if he's still there running the show.
He's at now.
I don't know if he's running the show or not.
Around.
Still in Cobb, but they have the best gas prices in Cobb County, and we're over here now because the 6A the Fan is right over here at the Braves facility over here at Battery Atlanta. Have you come through and seen Battery Atlanta yet?
Pookie, I'm in Atlanta like. Once every month now. Do you realize? You know,
I didn't realize that.
My girlfriend, my fiance, lives in Atlanta. My mom lives in Atlanta.
Well, I know. Mama does, but I didn't. I thought you were still. I thought she was bi-coastal.
She comes back and forth, but you know she's filming right now.
Oh, okay.
She's filming right now. She's basically having to stay in Atlanta all the time, pretty much. Now she will be out here in a couple of weeks, but. I am in Atlanta. I will be there on the 25th, as a matter of fact, 25th through the 30th.
Okay, when are we going to do dinner then? That's the question. I mean, let's see.
When she lets me go.
Oh, you see, that's it. Now you made a smart choice here. By the way, I love that Fox brought the college basketball, bought the John Tesh college basketball theme back, the old NBA theme. I have to hum it every single commercial break, and we talked about it here on the show.
The first time we brought it on, they told me it was coming on. I was like, okay, that's something different. And the first time I came on, man, I couldn't think of anybody but Marv Albert. Started thinking about back in the day with Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, all those guys. When the Knicks were actually good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Back in the
late 80s, early 90s, when the Knicks were actually good and going to the NBA Finals and whatnot. So it was nostalgia, man. It was great. I enjoyed it. But you know what? I just enjoyed doing college basketball, period, for Fox anyway.
Now, I know you're a big NFL fan, though. And I know that there is a certain affinity that you have for an NFL team that comes in direct conflict with mine in Philadelphia. But do you get caught up in preseason stuff like what the Giants saw out of Daniel Jones?
Please stop it.
Because, I liked the pick. I defended the pick, and I said people criticizing it are going to be made to look stupid because I liked him in college a lot. A lot.
It's college. Okay. That's college.
Okay.
That's college. Dude, it's an ACC. Come on. This is the NFL. See, this is the reason I get up for you, because I told you, out of everybody I've ever been on the radio with, any radio partner I've ever had in my life, you fire me up more than anybody else.
Oh, yeah, I get you fired up.
You really are. You're like that woman, man, that's just like, you just know how to push my button. You know how just certain women that you're in a relationship with, and they just know how to get you fired up for some reason, man. But you know what? I told myself, I'm going to calm down. I'm going to relax. I'm not going to let Pookie fire me up 6 o'clock in the morning.
But Daniel Jones did.
Man, I was so hyped. Here's what I'm hoping. I am hoping that I am wrong, like I was wrong about Kristaps Porzingis. When Phil Jackson, I'm a Knicks fan too. When Kristaps Porzingis picked Phil Jackson. I was so hot the next day on my own when I was on the American Street Game on Fox Sports. I went off. I think I did a 2-minute rant, and I was wrong about that. And I can admit when I was wrong.
Sure, you can.
Daniel Jones. I just think we could have gotten him at 17, though. That's my thing. I'm not trying to downplay.
I don't think the Redskins would have passed him.
No. I know teams lie, but they said they had no idea. They weren't even thinking about him. That's what they said. I mean, I understand teams lie, whatever, but why? Why would they have? Because they got their quarterback now, right? I guess.
Right.
And Daniel Jones is already picked. So why? Why would they lie about it then? I mean, but the Giants also lied too. Giants was like, oh, you know, we're cool with Eli. You know, but they also lied about, oh, you know what? We're not going to pay OBJ all this money just to trade him, and he's gone. And now, oh, we're not interested in the quarterback, blah, 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 blah. And they pick him 6. They had other needs. That's my only problem. And you know what? I'm happy that the guy went 6-for-6 in a preseason game against Jets defense, against a very bland Jets defense with no coverages,
right,
no tape on the guy, whatever. I'm happy that he got to a great start. But this is one of the things that I don't like about sports sometimes, is that we are prisoners of the moment and we over-freaking-react, and we're overreacting already.
One of my favorites from Fox, Mike Hill, and one of my favorite former co-hosts back in the day, loved working with Mike all the time, joining us here on the John Kincaid Show. Let me ask you this one, though. If I was to give you, we're at the Bellagio, we're in the sports book, and I say, Mike, here's $100, and you can bet the Patriots plus one other team of your choosing and to win the Super Bowl, or I'll give you a bet for $100 for all 30 other teams, and one of them will win the Super Bowl. You get the Patriots plus one team. You can pick any team, or you can get the entire field of the other 30 teams. Is there a team you feel about that good, or do you think the Patriots and another team would be a good bet versus the field?
I think the NFL is so wide open outside of the Patriots, and I hate to say it.
You're gonna. I know what you're gonna say.
Your team.
Yeah.
Outside of them, I don't really trust any team in the National Football League this year. I just don't. I just think every one of these teams have issues. They got major concerns that scare me. That make me say I would not. If I had $100, and you know, if I didn't have any other money or whatnot, I would be afraid to put money on. So yeah, if I took the Patriots, maybe your Philadelphia Eagles. Maybe your Philadelphia Eagles. And look, you know I love Spags because of what he did with our defense in New York or whatnot. If he can go and find some magic in Kansas City and fix that defense there, man, they could be unstoppable.
They could be
incredible. They could. I mean, look, they came back against New England last year in the playoffs. If they had a semblance of a defense to stop somebody, because that kid, Patrick Mahomes, and all those weapons that they got around him, man, look, they look incredibly good. And I know Andy Reid, I know that's your guy.
I still love Big Red.
I know you love that, but the thing is, I know he can get. He's been there before. He can get it. If they can just fix a small inkling of their defense and get it right, oh my gosh, I would pick them over the New England Patriots. I actually would.
Mike, everybody needs to be watching and following on social media too. And by the way. And many, many times we agree on social media. Many, many times we disagree. But I love that you have always had your voice. And you've always had your voice, and you always are willing to share it. They say keeping it real, or don't they say that anymore, the kids? They don't say that anymore.
Yeah, keeping it real. Always.
Yeah, that's
real,
good.
Mike. That's
you always do.
You got a platform, you should use it, bro.
You I always you do. Mike, I love you, buddy. I love catching up with you, man. Thanks, man.
Anytime, man.
Thank you, buddy. There's Mike Hill from Fox. Shep, that was awesome. That was absolutely awesome. And you had me fooled. You had me fooled. That's absolutely awesome. Great to be able to catch great Mike Hill. A fun, fun guy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.